Part eight, are you in your feelings? In your feelings is a native expression that means sad or emotional. For example, if you find out that your crush, the person that you like, doesn't like you back, you might feel sad, you might feel rejected, you might feel depressed, you might not feel like doing things that you would normally do. You are in your feelings. Bummer. Bummer is an older slang term that some people still use to respond to hearing something disappointing or a little sad. Like, oh, you didn't get the job, bummer. Bummed and bummed out is about me. That's the adjective about your feeling. I'm bummed out means I'm disappointed or I'm sad. I've been kind of bummed out lately is a really common way to express sadness or disappointment, because it sort of minimizes the feeling of the sadness so that you don't make other people worry about you or scare people away. Bummer is about little things. So, oh, you spilled your coffee, bummer. Or the storm knocked the power out and now we can't watch Netflix, bummer. If someone's whole family dies in a car crash, don't say bummer, because it sounds like you're minimizing their pain because it's about little things. If you are seriously depressed, sometimes you want to communicate sadness to people that you're not close to explain your weird behavior. Like if you're depressed, you might want to tell somebody at work why you're acting so weird. So you can use this kind of language in the workplace or with people that you don't know very well. I'm bummed out, or I'm feeling a little let down. Let down is also another way to say disappointed that doesn't sound so dramatic. If you're let down, it means you were expecting something good to happen and it didn't. Bummer. You can let somebody down, which means disappoint them. If you run a business and you have employees, your employees are depending on you. You cannot let them down. When someone lets you down, do you feel sorry for yourself? Feeling sorry for yourself is about self-pity. The culture does not like self-pity. Like, yeah, we understand that you're sad and you had hard times, but after you're done being sad, you need to get up and do something to make a change and fix your situation or make it better. Don't just sit there feeling sorry for yourself is a phrase that I have heard repeatedly since I was a child. This phrase highlights the cultural aversion to self-pity. Don't just sit there feeling sorry for yourself. A related expression is pity party. We say someone is having a pity party when they are feeling sorry for themselves. They're just sort of sitting there in their sadness, telling themselves stories about how they're a victim and poor them. If you say someone is having a pity party, you are judging them. It's been a rough day. This is another way that you can hint at a feeling of sadness or whatever without being overly dramatic about it. You can also say, I've had a tough day, or it's been a tough day. Like I mentioned in the last video, rough and tough both mean difficult in this context. And both of these are socially acceptable ways of saying that you've had a bad day. So instead of saying, fuck you, don't talk to me, I've just had the worst day of my life and I want to fucking die, you say, it's been a rough day. She went through a rough patch after her brother died. We also use rough time and rough patch to mean a period of time that was difficult. So a rough patch just means a difficult period of time. Again, this language is all very minimizing, right? We want to minimize how we communicate negative emotions. This is something about American culture that might be different than your culture. A lot of us are trying very hard not to burden other people with our negative emotions because we know that they will judge the shit out of us for it. I didn't want to go out last night because I was in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood. This is also super common. You'll hear it every day. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a bad mood. We don't have a bad mood. We are in a bad mood. You should only ask your parents for favors when they're in a good mood. Have you ever heard anyone say that they are eating their feelings? Eating your feelings is when you eat because you are sad or stressed or depressed or like existentially tortured. You use food as a way to change your emotional state because you don't know what else to do. Some people drink, some people smoke, some people eat their feelings. So, when somebody lets you down, do you feel sorry for yourself or do you try to hype yourself up? Hype is used in a lot of ways, but it's mostly about getting people excited. You can hype yourself up by like visualizing your goals and like writing them and imagining what you're going to accomplish, or you can hype somebody else up by telling them how great they are or how amazing they look. You can also create hype around a product for a business. Advertising attempts to create hype around products. Synonyms are buzz or excitement. We want to get people talking about this product and we want them to be excited about it. We want to create hype. I am hyped. That's the adjective version. So I'm hyped about my girls' weekend. I'm excited about it. Synonyms are pumped, stoked, psyched, amped. All of these mean super excited about doing something and ready to go. I am pumped for the concert tonight. I met my boyfriend online and I am stoked to meet him in real life. I am psyched because my book is getting published this week. I am so amped to go to Thailand. By the way, this is an amplifier or an amp. An amp makes the music louder. So when you're saying you're amped, it's kind of like you're saying your feelings are louder, like they're more intense. I'm going to treat myself to a nice dinner. To treat yourself means to either buy yourself a nice gift or give yourself a nice experience. Maybe do something or have something that you've been craving. Craving means you want it really bad. You can use it as a noun or a verb. I am having cravings for pizza. I'm having cravings, that's a noun. Or I'm craving pizza, verb. I'm craving pizza. When you quit smoking, you crave nicotine. There are other ways to talk about wanting something really bad. Like, I'm in the mood for something. I'm in the mood for ice cream. I'm in the mood for pizza. It doesn't have to be about food. Maybe I'm in the mood to Netflix and chill. I'm in the mood for a horror movie, or I'm in the mood to watch a horror movie. I could go for something. I could go for a pizza. I could go for a horror movie. Slightly more dramatic. I'm dying. I am dying for a pizza. I am dying for a horror movie. I'm dying to watch a horror movie. Max drama, I would kill for. I would kill for a pizza. I would kill for a horror movie. Obviously, that is not literal and very dramatic, but whatever. The opposite of feeling hyped about something is feeling meh. Meh is an informal word that means something like boring or not great. Like if you ask someone, "Did you like the movie?" and they say, "Meh." It could mean the movie was boring, or it could mean that it just wasn't that great. Or, how's your day going? Meh. Boring, or not the best day. I am bored to death. I'm dying of boredom, and I'm bored to death. Both mean I have nothing interesting going on here. When I don't have projects going on, I am bored to death. Something can also bore you to death. For example, most movies bore me to death. When you're bored and have nothing to do, you might do something just to kill time. To kill time means to waste time, basically distract yourself while time passes. Sometimes, when I don't want to work anymore at the end of the day, I just watch something stupid on Netflix just to kill time until I'm ready to go to sleep. I've been up and down lately. If you ask about someone's mood and they say they're up and down, it means The mood is changing all the time. Good mood, bad mood, good mood, bad mood, good mood, bad mood. If my mood is up and down, I might also be all over the place. All over the place sounds a little bit more chaotic, like there are many feelings happening. By the way, all over the place literally means different physical locations. So I had to drive all over the place today to find his gift. Means I had to go to many places to find what I was looking for. But we also use this expression about feelings. So I'm all over the place just means I am overwhelmed by all of the different emotions that I'm feeling. Starting a business has been a mixed bag. Something is a mixed bag when it has good parts and bad parts about it. Coming to work here has been a mixed bag. Means there's good days and bad days. There's days I love my job and there's days that I hate my job. You can use this to talk about anything that has good parts and bad parts. It's like you have a bag and there's candy and also rabbit poop in the bag, so every time you reach your hand into the bag, you don't know what you're gonna get. Traveling is a mixed bag. Meeting new people is a mixed bag. Working in sales is a mixed bag. I am stuck in a rut. A rut is literally a long hole that forms in a road because the tires are going over the same place over and over again. So your tires literally get stuck in a rut. If you are stuck in a rut, it means every day you're doing the same things out of habit all the time. There's no adventure in your life, and you're not getting anywhere. You need to get out of your rut. Get out of your rut is like change it up, do something new. Do you need an adventure? When I'm stuck in a rut, I look for things that inspire me. I'm not depressed. I just need to get out of my rut. In the next lesson, we're going to learn phrases to talk about things that piss you off.